IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
One of the things, one of the challenges, certainly that I've seen in the workplace, is that people don't switch off. They don't get away from the work that they're doing. Somebody said to me, and I thought it was so clever, that it's not that I bring my work home anymore. It's just that I am living at the office. In other words, I'm working at home and I'm now living at the office, and people can't disconnect. It is important to take leave during this time. People are reluctant to do that because it's hard to go away. It is a little bit easier now. But we do need to encourage people to take time off. And I've asked Ian Bessarabi, the future of work, to talk to us about this issue this morning. Ian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thanks to you. You're having a full go at Barney this morning.
Well, it's only because you know what? You know the stages of grief? Denial, we've had that. They're going through anger right now around the demise of Barney. But ultimately, it's my job to help people through this. I found Teletubbies absolutely bizarre and creepy. I really do. I don't understand
them.
What do they teach kids? One of my kids liked it, and I was worried about him.
They had really cute songs, you know, different colors, and they look weird.
All they were colors. I just thought that they were just a mush of colors. It just bothered me. Teletubbies, I found very, very problematic. Mm-hmm. There was something very uncomfortable about them. Let's just see if we have Ian back. Ian, a very, very good morning again. Let's just try that.
Okay.
Oh, much better. Completely different world.
Oh, is that a bit light? Good.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Maybe just because I was shaming you. I shouldn't have been doing
that. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So Howard, your point you mentioned earlier is, I think it's time for a holiday, and I haven't heard people say that word for a long time. But I really think we all deserve to take some time off, and it shouldn't be something that we should feel guilty about. And your point about how you've said that our lives have just become so intertwined with work is not just an interim part of COVID. It's actually become part of our daily lives, and we're finding it very difficult to separate from it. So you're 100% correct, is that we actually need to start talking about taking a break. But it's very difficult for people because people still feel under pressure. And there's this guilt element. Well, if I'm not working or I'm not going out to do stuff and I'm relaxing, then I'm not trying hard enough. And it's a very difficult toll that it's taking on people's not only physical health, but their mental health as well.
Yeah, and it really is. You do definitely start to see the impact. How do you encourage people to do that, though? Because there is reluctance to take time off and just stay home and not have that freedom that we associate with holidays. Yeah.
So I think it's got to start with leadership. To be honest, this is really, in my opinion, in the courts or in the hands of the leadership, where they have to discourage what we call vacation shaming, or shaming people for putting in leave. You know, there's always this tendency of saying, oh, do you have to take time off now? You know, it's the busiest time of the year, can't you do it at a better time? You know, there has to be an encouragement. And one of the ways of doing that, one of the practical ways of doing that, is not allowing staff members to roll over their leave. So, for example, there's this tendency, and I've heard this amongst people, of saying, well, there's nowhere really to go now because we can't go to our usual holiday place, or we can't do this, so we'll just kind of bank our leave. And there's something really dangerous with that, is because, first of all, people will work themselves to a standstill, that when they do eventually need to take that leave, they won't be taking it because they want to. They'll do it because they need to, because they need to recuperate. So my suggestion is that one of the ways of discouraging people from banking their leave is to put in a so-called rule of use it or lose it. So you give people a period of time that they can use their leave, and you almost have like a forced leave where people are encouraged to actually take time off, and that needs to become part of an organization's culture.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to change the rules and say, right, you know, we haven't had a leave policy, or we've had a leave policy that's been fairly loose and reliant on people taking leave, but now moving forward, we just, it's not good for us, it's not good for you, it's not good for the company, and we're going to change the system. You can take your leave between now and X date, use it, but if you don't take it by then there's a penalty to it.
So Howard, there's no reason that a company can't change their leave agreements or that, but it has to be done transparently and in consultation, and you can't just like implement it tomorrow and say to people, well, if you haven't taken your leave and you've got
Wednesday,
20 days leave, you've got to take it by Wednesday. It's got to be done in a pragmatic way. And you may recall, it seems like ages ago, but it was probably a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken, where big companies like, I think it was, Investec, Discovery, Momentum, they had two types of changes to their so-called policies. One was related to leave. I think Investec was the one which they said is you didn't have to put in leave. You didn't have, you could just kind of have an agreement with your manager. It wasn't like based on your contract of employment. And the other one was related to dress code. So the whole point is that as organizations evolve, as the workplace evolves, your policies need to evolve the same. But I think when it comes specifically to leave, what happens is it becomes part of your contract, and it almost becomes like a term and condition. And I think that's where the danger is that both employers and employees treat it like a term and condition. So they kind of, they're very rigid with it. And I think what needs to happen now, because we're in such a fluid, in such a, it's such a fragmented and disruptive environment, we need to be flexible. And I think that's where you need to also not say to a person you need to take 30 days leave, but you can also encourage things like impromptu days off. You know, if you know somebody's been working really hard on a project, and I think the one thing we mustn't forget is that we've had such a amazing insight into the broader or the greater dimensions of a person's life, because we've been seeing people on Zoom. We've been seeing them in their homes. We've got to know their dogs barking. We've got to know their kids interrupting Zoom meetings. So you understand a bit more about their personal circumstances. So if you know that a person's child is going back to school or they're moving house or something like that, rather encourage them than discourage them and say, look, you've worked really hard. I know you are moving home, so take off Thursday and Friday to do it. And I think having that open conversation and encouraging people, and it's not a case of, I don't want to use the word giving permission, but you need to almost make people feel guilt-free that they can actually take time out to do the important things they need. And some of those important things is actually just to take a break and to recharge our batteries. In the same way that we have to have a good night's sleep, you sometimes actually need to take a step back from your laptop, a step back from your phone. And as we always say, and we commented, Shabbos is an amazing example of that. But that is only one day a week. It needs to be more on a prolonged period, and it needs to be a distraction away from our tumult lives that we're living at the moment.
Somebody that I work with, she's got the most amazing work ethic and just absolutely phenomenal in her structure and approach to work. And she gave us she was telling me, which I thought was a brilliant idea. I've never done it yet, even though I thought it was great. Is from working at home, what she does is when she finishes working, she takes her laptop, switches it off or closes it, puts it in her bag, in her briefcase, and as she would when she comes in the door, I mean, she's obviously a very neat person. I mean, I can just leave it lying around, anywhere, but she'll take her laptop and put it in the cupboard as though she's returned home from work. And that indicates to her, now work is done, packed away, and she is now at home and it's time to focus on that rather than, I mean, I know what I do is I'll finish working, take my laptop open with me and, you know, to the other part of the house and leave it there in case I just wanted to quickly, attend to something. So it's very, very clearly differentiated between home and work, even if it's in the same space. And I thought that was quite smart.
Absolutely, Howard. And I think that extends also, interestingly, and I know we've been speaking a lot, I know you're speaking to Anthony earlier about schools going back and all of that, and we've seen it even now, is that it's interesting. My daughter went back to school this week, because she just started going back to school this week, and it was amazing to watch how different she was yesterday, because she came home from a day of school and she left her school bag for, amongst other reasons, in the garage. You know, she leaves it there just because of, we're being very cautious in that. But
my kids generally leave it in the car. Yeah. And it's they're cautious, it's because they're lazy brats.
It was a good thing she didn't leave it at school, you know, but she left it in the garage and that's where it stayed until she needed to get ready for school this morning. And it's kind of the same principle you mentioned about your colleague at work, is that she came home from school, she'd done her stuff at school, and now she came home and that was the end of the day. But we don't have that disconnect. We need to create that disconnect in our lives, because it's blurred now. And you're right. We need to actually say that if we're going to take a day's leave, that means we totally disconnect. We don't answer emails. We don't expect people to like reply to us if I'm on leave. You entrust people as well. And I think that's also a big part of this from a leadership perspective, is empower your people. If you take a day's leave as a leader, leave your people to get the work done. Don't check in on them. You take the day's leave because you build that very important value, which I talk about, which is mutual respect. Is you respect one another for your time off, because at this point, like, if your cell phone's on, Howard, basically people assume you're available. And that shouldn't be the case. People need to respect. I try to, and I don't always do it, so I'm also guilty as charged. I also try and WhatsApp a person before and say, is it a convenient time to talk? Rather than interrupt somebody. And if the person doesn't respond straight away, I take it that either they're busy with something else, or it's not a convenient time to talk. Well, often people come back and say, Ian, can you call me back after 12? Or I'm actually away for the day. Can we chat tomorrow? So you want to kind of try and bring back a separation or a distinction between that you're always available, because we shouldn't be always available. We should be available during the times when we're working, not during family time. Like you say, while it's at dinner, you shouldn't be having your laptop at the table. Mm. But it starts with us. We need to take that initiative to switch off. So I think there's two aspects, but I think from a work perspective, leaders need to encourage their staff and not make them feel guilty, and almost let people talk openly about what they did on their leave day. Did you have fun? What did you do creative? Because a lot of people are actually coming up with very creative ideas of what to do within the limitations. And I think the last point I want to make on this, Howard, is about don't become complacent. You know, in the same way when we used to go up to the Kruger Park, or we used to go to malaria areas, we're very cautious about taking the malaria tablets and doing all of that. I would say you need to be the same. Be cognizant that even if you are going away or you are taking a vacation, make sure that you are still reminded of the fact that this pandemic is still around. So be cautious and practice all the recommendations, but don't let that stop you from having a good time as long as you're being responsible.
Absolutely right. Ian Bastraby, we do need to leave it there. It is 8:26. Interesting conversation. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951011.